Okay, then we have two different terms, that is bullous lichen planus and lichen planus pemphigoides. These are two distinct dermatoses which varies in the clinical presentation. By bullous lichen planus, we mean that when the lesions of the lichen planus presents with the appearance of the large vesicles and bulla at the site of where initially there were the lesions of lichen planus, means previously involved skin now shows the presence of the bulla and vesicles. Pathophysiology behind is this, that when there is a severe liquefactive degeneration occurring at the basal layer, it will result in the formation of a blister or a bulla. So histologically, we can see a subepidermal bulla formation with typical changes of the lichen planus, and after that, when we are going to do the direct indirect immunofluorescence, it will be negative, which will show that this splitting is not due to the presence of immunoglobulin deposition. So severe liquefactive degeneration is the main cause of the separation of the epidermis from the dermis. The eruption is usually of the shorter duration, and it does not also is not associated with the presence of the immunoglobulins in the circulating blood. The bulla are present only on the affected areas of the skin previously affected by the lichen planus. In LP pemphigoides, we have bullous lesions not only on the involved skin by the lichen planus, but on the uninvolved skin as well. The pathophysiology is immunological, because in the histopathology, we see that there are deposition of the IgG and C3 at the basement membrane zone, which will lead to the separation of the epidermis from the dermis, producing a subepidermal bulla. Immunoelectron microscopy will also confirm the presence of the immunoglobulin and complement. These immunoglobulins will be present in circulating blood as well, and these are targeted against the C-terminal NC16A domain of the bullous pemphigoid antigen 180K delton and also 200K delton. Mean age of the patient with LP pemphigoides is younger than those with the classical bullous pemphigoid, and the course of the disease also tend to be less severe. LP pemphigoides has been precipitated by PUVA and has evolved into pemphigoid nodularis.